With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A tough jobs report released this week. Correspondent Bill Alexander in Washington has more.
President Donald Trump on Friday ordered the firing of the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, hours after a government report showed that hiring had slowed down significantly over the past 3 months. The Bureau of Labor Statistics on Friday morning reported that the U.S. economy added just 73,000 jobs in July. It also said it had revised the May and June numbers, and they turned out to be lower than previously announced by more than 200,000 jobs. Donald Trump said the numbers were rigged to make him and Republicans look bad. Bill Alexander, Washington.
President Trump has ordered the repositioning of two nuclear submarines. This decision comes after what he calls highly provocative statements by former Russian official Dmitry Medvedev. The two have feuded online in recent days. The move potentially escalates tensions between Washington and Moscow. GOP strategist Aaron McGuire says it's too far too soon to tell who will be selected to carry the Republican Party forward when President Trump's second term comes to an end in 2028.
I anticipate a big primary because, unlike Democrats, Republicans don't anoint anybody to the presidential opportunity to run on the ticket. Republicans won't behave like Democrats and coordinate anybody to be the presidential nominee.
McGuire spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Some Republican-controlled states are moving to redraw legislative maps to increase the party's House majority in Washington. And that's forced Democrats to rethink their embrace of a nonpartisan approach to line drawing. In many Democrat-controlled states, independent commissions, rather than the state legislature, handle redistricting. Aviation experts say night vision goggles may have created some difficulties for the crash that happened in January with the Army helicopter. A new look at religious expression in this country, SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
First Liberty Institute has released a ranking of the 50 states according to how good a job they do at protecting an individual's religious freedom. Florida finished number one overall with a score of 75% out of 100. Second place is Montana, followed by Illinois, Ohio, and Mississippi. At the other end of the spectrum, First Liberty puts West Virginia in last place amongst the 50 states when it comes to protecting religious freedom, followed by Wyoming and Michigan. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Italy's constitutional court has ruled that the non-biological mother in a same-sex union is entitled to paternity leave, equating her role with that of the father and therefore entitled to bonding time with a newborn. The court found that a 2001 decree on parental leave is unconstitutional because it doesn't recognize non-biological mothers in lesbian civil unions. This is SRN News. Baseball's commissioner says the friendly confines are again set to host the Midsummer Classic. More on this story from Gethin Coolbaugh.
Rob Manfred made it official and announced Friday that the 2027 All-Star Game will be held at Wrigley Field. The announcement came Friday during a news conference at home plate with Chicago Cubs Chairman Tom Ricketts, Governor J.B. Pritzker, and Mayor Brandon Johnson. Baseball's second oldest ballpark hasn't hosted an All-Star Game since 1990. Wrigley also hosted All-Star Games in 1947 and 1962. Manfred cited the amazing transformation of the ballpark and surrounding streets in the past decade. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
President Trump had his team remove the head of the agency that produces the monthly jobs figures after a weak report showed hiring slowed and was much weaker in April and May than previously reported. He says the figures manipulated for political reasons. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.